Blog Talk Radio.
My head on your heart, take me to
chambers, lead me by the hand.
Hello, welcome to Prolific Fire. I'm your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Thank you, everybody, for joining me on tonight. I pray that you will be blessed by the word of the Lord. Before we go into the word tonight, let us pause and have a moment of silence. As I'm sure the entire body of Christ paused, our world went still for a moment upon learning of the passing of Dr. Miles Monroe, his wife, and key staff members. In 2 Corinthians 5 and 8, the Apostle Paul said, "To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord." Our sincerest prayers and condolences goes out to the families, church family, and friends of all involved. May the comfort and strength of God increase upon your lives during this season. Let's pray. Father God, be all that you can be tonight. Speak through me. The only person that needs to be heard tonight is you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you once again for joining me on tonight. I truly appreciate it. The foundational text comes from Job chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, and I will be reading from the Message Bible on tonight. Job was a man who lived in Oz. He was honest inside and out, a man of his word, who was totally devoted to God and hated evil with a passion. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters. He was also very wealthy. 7,000 head of sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 teams of oxen, 500 donkeys, and a huge staff of servants, the most influential man in all the East. His sons used to take turns hosting parties in their homes, always inviting their three sisters to join them in their merrymaking. When the parties were over, Job would get up early in the morning and sacrifice a burnt offering for each of his children, thinking, maybe one of them sinned by defying God inwardly. Job made a habit of this sacrificial atonement, just in case they sinned. Text, Job says, maybe one of my children have sinned. I don't know, but maybe. Just in case, make a sacrifice on their behalf. Just in case, I will make a sacrifice on their behalf. The possibility of what he didn't know for sure was not ruling Job's life. I'm sure somebody can relate to that. The possibility of what he did know or what you don't know for sure is not ruling your life. He was consumed by an irrational fear of the unknown. He was consumed by an irrational fear of the unknown. He had no proof that his children had sinned, but yet the text says he got up early in the morning and sacrificed on their behalf. And this is a key phrase for tonight, just in case. He got up early in the morning and sacrificed on their behalf, just in case. Job stepped out of faith and into fear. His diagnosis, worry. Job was worried about his children. But was there really a cause for alarm? Tonight's message is diagnosis, worry. Again, tonight's message is diagnosis, worry. If your life were closely examined, could it be you are worried sick over the maybes, the what ifs of life? Like Job, maybe and what if has taken over your life. Maybe things won't go so well for me tomorrow. Maybe there is something else I should be doing. Maybe there was the wrong move to make. Maybe they are too good to be true. Maybe I should just stop trying. What if everyone else was right? What if I'm one of the ones fired, or laid off? What if I can't find another job? What if I never get married? What if I married the wrong person? Your irrational fears have turned to worry. Your irrational fears have turned to worry. Ecclesiastes 5:3 from the New Century Version says, bad dreams come from too much worrying. That's interesting. Bad dreams come from too much worrying. This scripture implies that worrying will cause you to dream up bad things, to imagine bad things. My question to you tonight, what are you seeing, imagining, that's not really there? What are you seeing, imagining, that's not really there? The text says Job got up early in the morning and made a sacrifice for each of his 10 children, just in case one of them had sinned. Job was seeing, imagining what wasn't really there. Job was seeing, imagining what was not really there. You cannot live your life doing things just in case. Beloved, you cannot live your life doing things just in case. Just because there's a possibility doesn't mean it really could be. Just because there's a possibility doesn't mean it really could be. And the text says this was Job's habit. Habit, meaning he did it consistently. He was faithful to the process. Are you a faithful worrier? Are you a faithful worrier? When something happens, is your first instinct to worry? When something happens, is your first instinct to worry? It's like Job, your first instinct to offer up a sacrifice, to offer up a solution. Do you feel the need to create a solution just in case? A solution. This month, I would buy groceries using my credit card and pay them back only the minimum, and take the cash I have saved for groceries to pay the electric bill. And God just dropped this in my spirit to tell somebody, don't try that. That was just an example. Because somebody saying, Prophecy Stacy, you just solved my problem. That was an example. Please do not try that. Solutions. Offering up solutions. Worrying, Job's trust in God was clouded with the sacrifice he should make, the solution he should create, just in case, maybe, what if. Is your trust in God clouded with solutions, just in case, maybe, what if? Worry. Every new day carries possibilities. Every new day carries possibilities. How you receive them is a matter of faith or fear. How you receive them is a matter of faith or fear. Worrying is birthed out of fear. Worrying is birthed out of fear. Job was afraid of what his children might have done. Maybe they sinned, just in case. And as a result of fear, Job found himself making a habit of the unnecessary. Do you make a habit of the unnecessary? It was not necessary for Job to sacrifice an offering for his children without knowing, that's the key point, without knowing for sure if they had sinned. That would be like you raising money to bail your children out of jail, though they had not been charged, arrested, or proven guilty. It's unnecessary, irrational behavior. What are you afraid of? Causing you to act irrationally. What are you afraid of tonight? Causing you to assume and act irrationally. Worrying brings forth assumptions. Worrying brings forth assumptions. But if Job had just remained calm, and that's a word for many of you, if you just had remained calm, Ecclesiastes 10:4 in the New Century Version says, remaining calm solves great problems. Remaining calm solves great problems. Oftentimes, what you need to do is remain calm. Oftentimes, what you need to do is just remain calm. You cannot think clearly, and I often tell people this when they come to me for counseling. You cannot think clearly if your emotions are in an uproar. You cannot think clearly if your emotions are in an uproar. If Job had just remained calm, had not assumed what he had no way of knowing, the Bible says what's done in the dark will come to the light. There's nothing hidden that will not be revealed. That's Luke 8:17. Had Job waited and prayed instead of reacting, God would have revealed. Jeremiah 33:3 from the Contemporary English Version says, ask me, and I will tell you things you don't know and can't find out. In Job 33:3, God says, ask me, and I will tell you things that you don't know and can't find out. So my word to you tonight is trust God. Everything to do is not something you should do. That's powerful. Everything to do is not something you should do. Trust God. He will make a way. He will make the crooked places straight. Are you constantly juggling ideas around, sacrificing your peace for a solution? You cannot be a prayer warrior and a worrier too. You cannot be a prayer warrior and a worrier too. Does your God consist only of what you can do for yourself? Does your God consist only of what you can do for yourself? Faith is not going in search of a solution. Faith is not going in search of a solution, but trusting God to bring forth a solution. God does not want you to exhaust your brain trying to solve every problem yourself. God does not want you to exhaust your brain trying to solve every problem yourself. When you worry instead of trust, you know what? You leave God jobless. He wants to do it for you, but you're standing in the way. Notice in the text, Job never consulted God about what he believed. That's what he believed, but he never consulted God about it. Job never prayed about what he suspected. Take your suspicions to God. Don't bring people up on trumped up, dreamed up charges. Who are you to judge? Take your suspicions to God. Don't bring people up on trumped up, dreamed up charges. Who are you to judge? Pray. Instead, pray. What Job was doing on behalf of his children seemed like the proper religious act. But worrying, no matter how much it is disguised, does not honor God. Worrying does not honor God. Instead, the Bible says in Philippians 4:6 from the New Century Version, Don't worry about anything. Do not worry about anything, but pray and ask God for everything you need, always giving thanks. Matthew 6:34 from the Message Bible, give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. And don't get worked up about what or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard thing comes. And this is my favorite. It's Luke 21:14 from the Message Bible. Make up your mind right now not to worry about it. I'll give you the words and wisdom that will reduce all your accusers to spammers and stutterers. Make up your mind right now not to worry about it. I don't care what it is. Make up your mind right now not to worry about it. God says, I will give you the words and the wisdom to reduce all your accusers to spammers and stutterers. Back in the text, the same children Job sacrificed for, worried over in the text, were removed. They were removed. In Job 1:18-19 NIV, a mighty wind came and struck the four corners of the house, and they died. Worrying will cost you valuable time, time you can never get back with your loved ones. Stop worrying and enjoy life. That's a word for somebody. Time you can never get back with your loved ones. That's what worrying will cost you. So stop worrying and enjoy life. In the text, the ones Job sacrificed for, what he had worried over was removed. A word for somebody, what you are worried about will be removed. Do you hear me? What you are worried about will be removed. Don't waste valuable time worrying about the maybes, what ifs. Don't waste time with your own temporary solutions. Time to just stop making do and trust God, because that's what somebody doing tonight. You're just making do. And you think you're doing good because your ends are meeting. But it's time to stop making do and trust God. Diagnosis, no longer worried, but resting in the peace of God. Matthew 11:28-29 NIV. Come to me, all you who are worried, who are weary, and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. May this be true of you. If there's anyone on the phone in need of specific prayer, press 1 at this time, and I will be glad to pray with you. Press 1 if you're on the phone and you desire prayer, and I would be glad to pray with you. If not, prayer and private consultation, call or text 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or you can email, if you prefer, prolificfire, just like the show, prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. Visit the website. Visit, and I hope you like it. Visit the website. It's prolificfire.com, prolificfire.com, to activate the law of giving in your life, because the Bible says to give and you shall receive, Luke 6:38. Donate via PayPal if you feel led to on the website, but only if you feel led to. Follow me on Twitter @prolificfire. Like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Check Prolific Fire out on iTunes. It's Prolific Fire with Prophet Stacy. And for my Android users, download a podcast app and subscribe to Prolific Fire with Prophet Stacy. It is free. God always tells me to call out the songs, because believe it or not, some people is actually interested in the music that I play. Every show I play, The More I Seek You by Kerry Jones, and How I Love You by Rick Pino. Next Monday, I hope you will join me again next Monday. The message will be, if the clothes don't fit, you must acquit. I know you mean well, but your kids have their own unique purpose in God. They have their own unique purpose in God. They cannot be you. You must let them go and be themselves. That sounds interesting, and it will be. God is going to drop some wonderful revelation on us through that word, and I'm sure we all will be blessed. Let's close this show in prayer. Father God, teach us not to assume, but to trust, to not fear, but to display faith. Help us to stay focused on the truth and not to entertain the maybes, what ifs, just in case in our lives. We bind up the tormenting grip of worry right now. We speak forth your peace. We speak forth your peace. Somebody's worried about their children, their bills, worried about tomorrow. Bring forth your solution. Supernaturally, we call in what's needed from the north, south, east, and the west, and believe that it is done. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, and this concludes the show for tonight.